Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust, and it's brought to you by Tall Grass Motors and Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. Great to have Sherry Wilt back with us here from the Chamber of Commerce. How are you doing today?
We're doing good.
Well, it's great to have you back. We had some very good news. I understand that Christmas in the Ville was quite the success this year.
It was. It was the best Christmas in the Ville so far as attendance and... Basically, as far as attendance goes, we were up 16.6% over last year's attendance.
Very good.
And so could not have asked for a better year. We didn't know what to expect going in, being with the pandemic. But people were just, I think they were just so glad to have something normal to go do, outdoors, open air. And we had lots of compliments, people that were just thanking us for keeping it normal. Santa wasn't behind plexiglass. And it was just, you know, we could keep Christmas normal for kids. So,
you know, the opening night, that was a lot of people.
Yes, there was.
opening night. I didn't see a stranger.
Opening night doubled from last year's opening night, totals wise. And it was just, there was lines for everything all night long. And it wasn't lines you had to stand in line for long, long periods of time. But the food trucks were busy. Yeah. The Disney princesses were busy. Just the presence with perspective, the tot train. I mean, just...
Yeah, that train got a workout.
Oh, it did. And bless his heart. We went out there about... We closed at 9, and we went out there, and at like 9:15, Dimitri's calling like, can I stop? This one person just kept riding over and over. And he just kept going, and I'm like, oh, gosh, yes. You know, we're
done.
We're closed. We're done. Yes, and he just kept going. But, yes, it was busy all night long. So that was just... The smiles, people just... people just had so much fun at opening night. It was wonderful. So and we will definitely do that again next year.
You know, I think the businesses downtown, I know the restaurants benefited from that.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Especially on opening night, but even throughout the whole course of it, too. And it really puts a nice little shine on us. Some folks that came in not only on opening night, but also through the course of it, had never really spent a whole lot of time in Bartlesville. They might have been here for a doctor's appointment or something like that, but they never really spent a whole lot of time downtown until they experienced the Ville.
Well, and what was interesting, we had a Santa letter writing station where the kids could write letters to Santa, and Santa would write them back, thanks to volunteers at American Heritage Bank. Thank you. But Santa would write them back. Well, in order to do that, they had to put the return address.
Sure.
And the ones that we did get return addresses on, we were blown away. We had piles, and we'd separate them out for her. And we had about 500 letters over the 3 weekends prior to Christmas that were turned in. And of those, almost half had addresses outside of Washington County that blew us away. Now, it may just be Skytook down the road or Collinsville, but they were from Bixby, Joplin. We had them from all over. And, you know, some of those people I'm sure were here because they're visiting family, but it sure gave them something fun to do while they were here. Sure. We had other people because the weekend I worked, I asked some of them when I noticed that the zip code, we ask them, a lot of people don't necessarily do it, but on the waiver form, we try to capture the zip code of where they're from. And I'd ask them and they would just, how they found out or how they were, why they were here or whatever. And they were from, like I said, Bonita, Miami, Skytook, of course, Independence, Coffeyville. They were from all over. So that blew us away that, like I said, of those letters, almost half, because we counted them, because I couldn't believe it, were out of Washington County. They weren't Bartlesville, Dewey, Copan.
Wow.
Or Ramon. I mean, basically, they're out of Washington County. Mm-hmm. So that was great. It's a good place to your point. It brought people, which is one of our main goals, bring people here to our community to experience our community, eat at our restaurants, find our shops. And it definitely, I know I've talked to a couple of the restaurants, and they definitely see an increase over the holidays. Because we know how many skaters we had. We had over 5,000 skaters.
Wow!
And the thing is, and from that, and it's an estimate. But there were probably 20,000 people over the month time that were here for Christmas in the Ville that came downtown to visit. And how we get there is a lot of our people come down and they don't even skate, or they come and there's a party of 4 and only 2 skate. Opening night, the vast majority of people did not skate. We had good people on the rink. It was a good, steady flow. But they were there for all the other activities. And that's how it is throughout the rest of the season is a lot of people come down just to ride the carriages, the horse-drawn carriage, and they want to walk around and they watch the skating and, you know, take photos, or they come down for other things, not just to skate. Mm-hmm. So anyhow, it definitely brings people to our community, brings people downtown, and that's, you know, like I said, one of our main goals was to bring outsiders, outside money into our community. So.
It all starts with a visit.
Yes.
We've got other reasons to come to town and stay in town. We've got a busy schedule coming up with the Chamber. Your calendar has got a lot of ink on it.
It does. We have several good events coming up for our members. One that's very, very popular, and we haven't been able to do it since last March, and we did it right before, not knowing, right before, you know, everything kind of shut down last year, but it's an event called Know the Ville. It's mm-hmm. very informal. It's a free event for our members, and it's, we bring in different leaders from our community, and they get up, give a quick overview, give a quick update what's happening in their particular area, whether it's the schools, the city, the hospital, downtown specifically, economic development. So mm-hmm. We have the superintendent, we have Chuck McCauley coming, we have Mike Moore with the hospital, David Wood with Bartlesville Development Authority, Mark Haskell, who always gives a great downtown. You just don't think things are really happening, especially with, you know, COVID and everything. After Mark's done, you're like, wow, there's lots going on.
There
just
are.
The changes from last time we met to now, you know, there's always lots happening. And I'm missing somebody. Did I say the city? Oh, Micah Seemers is going to cover for the city. So mm-hmm. gives our members opportunity to ask questions, squelch any rumors, but just to get a good overview of, you know, hey, what's going on? How are we faring? What's happening? So that's a free event. It's going to be held, Thursday, at the Hilton Garden Inn from mm-hmm. 10 to 11. May go a tad over, but anyhow, from 10 to 11 at the Hilton Garden Inn, we will be social distance. We will be spaced out. Masks are welcome. We're trying to be very cognizant of safety and CDC and that kind of thing, and the new governor's ordinance that came out. So the chairs will be placed 6 feet apart, and we'll have hand sanitizer stations and all of that. So anyhow, it'll be a safe event. And then February 17th is our next Women in Business Luncheon. And we've continued to hold these. Attendance is a little lower than normal, mm-hmm. which is understandable. But I think this one's going to be it's going to be fun. It's going to be entertaining. It's going to be interesting. Kay Little, who does Little History Adventures, love Kay. She is going to talk about some of the characters, good and bad, so to speak, from our history in Bartlesville. But what can we take from them? What can we learn from them? Mm-hmm. You know, what traits can we, you know, still apply today? And so, anyhow, I think it's going to be entertaining. It's going to be interesting. I think people will learn things that they had no idea, learn about people that they didn't know about. So that is on February 17th. So mm-hmm. got that coming up. We also have 2 days later on February 19th, we have Eggs and Issues. It'll be a breakfast at the Hilton Garden Inn.
Mm-hmm.
It won't be a buffet, but it's with our local delegation. So our three gotcha. Legislators, Senator Daniels and Representatives mm-hmm. Jed Strom and Wendy Stearman, are going to kind of give a preview. Mm-hmm. They'll have been in session for about 3 weeks at that point, and just kind of give an overview what bills they're running, what do they see the hot topics are going to be. Obviously, mm-hmm. budget is going to be big. Hopefully, they'll know more budget-wise by then. So anyhow, last year's was really popular. I was surprised, and we had a great turnout for that. So that, like I said, is February 19th, and that's going to be at the Hilton Garden Inn as well. So
this is going to be good. It's always great to hear from our delegation that goes off to Oklahoma City to kind of get a feel for what's going on and what to expect in the year ahead. Of course, with the session coming up, they work pretty hard, and hopefully some things get done. And
hopefully, yes. I know they do. They're working hard, and mm-hmm. it is good to hear an update. We always end session with mm-hmm. the legislative wrap-up in, mm-hmm. well, actually we do it in June. They wrap up in May, but the very first of June, mm-hmm. we always have a wrap-up, just kind of hear from all three of them again, mm-hmm. and it's always interesting to, you know, kind of get their take on how session went, what happened, what didn't happen. Mm-hmm. So we really appreciate them. I mean, it's a lot of, people don't realize the commitment and the service that is to spend 4 months down there, you know, every day, and, you know, just kind of fighting in the trenches. So it's time away from your family, and it's just a commitment. So we appreciate the service and them willing to serve. So
Indeed we do. The Chamber, if people have questions about the Chamber, first of all, some might say, well, I just got a small business. How can the Chamber help me? Well, Chamber's got a lot of resources.
We do. And actually, trying to remember. We looked at this not too long ago. It was over 80, I think 2%, whatever. Over 80% of our membership are small businesses, like 10 or less employees small. A lot of them are, you know, 2 and 3 employees. So that's the majority of what our membership is small businesses. So I always tell people, you know, if you, Judy would love to come meet with somebody, but sometimes people don't want that because you feel like you're going to be pressured, which Judy is never, that's our membership person, is never high pressure. It's more just, here's what we do. If you think this is a good fit, if we think it's a good fit, you know, together, we would love to have them as a member. But if you don't want somebody to come and talk to you because you feel maybe obligated or pressured or whatever, I always tell people to go to our website, bartlesville.com, and it gives you a really good overview. So that's a great way to see kind of what the chamber is all about, what we do, what our mission is, what our goals are. So,
you know, for a year that's had a pandemic, Bartlesville's been kind of, I don't know, different, because we've actually had some businesses move into town.
I know.
Some have been shuttering down across the nation. We've actually been saying, sure, we're open.
Yep. Well, that's what happens when you stay open. So,
good things happen.
We won't go on that commentary, but yes, we have had, there have been some businesses that closed, maybe partly due to COVID, but, you know, overall I've been very pleased, surprised. I think we've held, and I mean, it has not been easy. I know for particularly certain segments of businesses, particularly
really
back when we really shut down. I mean, they weren't open, you know. How hard is that? But it seems like all the ones that I know have, you know, they survived. And I mean, and thanks to, I think
it was hard, but they did.
They did, yeah. So one other thing I need to say, I just thought about this, is our 2021 community guide just came out.
Oh, it did.
And this, yes, we are chamber advocates, our volunteers, went out yesterday, and they'll probably be out the rest of the week. Some of them couldn't do it yesterday. They may do it today and tomorrow. But deliver the books directly to our members, all our members that are in town. Not P.O. boxes, but if we have addresses and they're in town, we delivered those yesterday. And the community guide is a great community resource. We use those for relocation when people call in wanting information. And I'm amazed how many people are moving into our community. I'm just like, wow, what's bringing them here? But anyhow, that gives a great overview of the community, every aspect of the community, from our schools to healthcare to senior living to families, things to do with families, things to do with kids. Just a really good overview, gives stats of our community, demographics, that kind of thing. Very, very well done, good looking book. So we try to get that out to all our realtors. We encourage them. I mean, they're the front door so many times to selling our community, and, you know, get those in their hands to use. And so we're excited that came out, and that's, like I said, being delivered this week. So
very nice. Very nice indeed. Now, the chamber, of course, you've got the website, and it's very, very helpful, very easy to navigate, I might say.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, because sometimes you can go onto a website and just get lost in a hurry.
Or you can't find what you're looking for. That's what frustrates me.
And you get frustrated. Everything there, the print is very nice font. You can easily see it. You can easily click and go just about everywhere. And, of course, the calendar is always updated. Everything's looking good. So it is a very, even if you're not the most tech savvy person on earth, it's still pretty darn easy to navigate.
It is. Right at the top is in boxes are whatever upcoming events and things we have. And then right below that is the benefits of membership. So like I said, it's easy and you kind of just click. Maybe you're looking for exposure. Maybe you're looking for, you know, what do we do in the advocacy arena, or just whatever it is, kind of, and you can click and it'll tell you different things that we do, different events and different things that we hold. And so it to me, it is very easy to get around. But of course, I'm probably biased, but, but
bit,
I'm not
little,
a tech,
a
I'm not bit. A real tech savvy. So if I think it's easy to navigate, it probably is easy to navigate.
Well, all I know is that I've been hearing a lot of good things. Some businesses could be popping here pretty soon. I know they're talking about like an expo center, possibly, to the south of our community. We don't know how that's going to go, but I know that there's a lot of folks who have some interest in
there's
it.
There's definitely interest in that, and it's definitely a need. The question is the how, you know, the funding. But, man, if we had that, there are so many more events, and you talk about bringing people to town. There are so many things that we could host in a venue like that, mm-hmm. that we just don't have the capacity right now, that we, you know, it, we're losing out. So,
and we can compete against the likes of Tulsa or Fort Smith
or Claremore
or Joplin or places like that without having to, you know, drive all over the place and maybe, you know, find yourself in the situations that you find in a larger city.
Exactly. My daughter showed horses and rode horses mm-hmm. for mm-hmm. several years. And we spent, I don't know how many weekends in Claremore at their expo center. I mean, it is a great facility.
It is.
It's like, man, let's compete. We can do this. But it would definitely bring people to town. That's what people need to realize. It would be revenue generating. So, yes, it would be a, like I said, it's the how. The funding of it is going to probably be a number that some people might go, oh, my gosh, but you – just think how much concrete it takes on something that big. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just that alone. But anyhow, the expense is sometimes what scares people, but they have to look at its revenue generating.
Over years.
And over years, you know, at least we're putting money into something that is generating revenue. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, what our focus needs to be, is looking at how what we invest in needs to be able to have a return.
We even brought the movies into Bartlesville.
Yeah.
Hello, Apple.
Yeah, take that. If you look, they're out of the old Siemens facility, and lots of cars out there, and I think mm-hmm. more and more, obviously, are going to be coming in. So.
Sure. Our friend Jeff with TrueSafe is starting to put some jobs out there. And
yep. I need to catch up with him and see
Fun.
They were wonderful. They were at Christmas in the Ville opening weekend and a couple mm-hmm. other times, and they were dressed. I don't know if it was his daughter or whatever, but they were dressed kind of like elves. They were the cutest things, and they were passing out little samples of the hand sanitizer.
Sanitize me.
Yes, sanitize. It's wonderful. I love that. I hate hand sanitizer because usually it leaves you sticky, uh-huh. and a lot of it stinks.
Yeah.
I love their product because it almost, you put it on, it's not sticky, and at first it has that alcohol, you know, that smell, that cleansing smell, and then it turns to this lemon scent, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh man, and it's just, I love it. So anyhow, they passed out a ton of samples over opening weekend, and then like I said, several other times they were there, so mm-hmm. they were, I love the festivity of them being dressed like elves.
Sherry, if folks want to get a hold of you there at the chamber, how do we go about that? How do we make first contact?
I would just call 918-336-8708, mm-hmm. or they can email. If they want to email me directly, it's swilt, W-I-L-T, it looks like swilt, at bartlesville.com. We have a very easy address, bartlesville.com, which is also our website. You know, address is
bartlesville.com,
so it's easy to remember. And we would, like I said, we would love to talk to people. We always tell members, you know, how about sitting down, have a refresher course? You know, a lot of times they've been members for years, but mm-hmm. it's, you know, the management's changed or whatever, and they may not have any clue really what's available to them. So Judy's goes out a lot on those types of calls and just sits mm-hmm. down, talks to somebody. So just give us a shout. They can email us or they can call us or get on our website, and that works either way.
Sherry, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. We appreciate you guys, especially with Christmas.
Oh, yes. We've got more coming up right here on K1.
Is it time to